prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today and we thank you and praise you again for the great God that you are, for the many blessings you pour out upon us. And we thank you, God, for your Son that you sent out on the cross for us. We pray, God, that you would just be with us today. Help us to be the Christians you want us to be, the witnesses you want us to be. And we pray, God, that you would just give us wisdom, the wisdom that you talk about in James, we love, that's pure, full of reason, and merciful. Just pray, God, you would just give us that wisdom today. And not only us, but all those in leadership positions that you would just pour that upon them. Pray, God, that you would watch over those that need your helping, healing, and comforting hand. And we know that you can meet all those needs better than we might even imagine. Pray, God, that you would just watch over us. Give us guidance in all we do. These things we ask in your name.
Amen. This is Wyatt. You want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Tuesday, May 29th, 2018, 9:03 a.m. We have no one signed up for public comment. Commission remarks. We need to announce that we have an opening on the Board of Adjustments. We have one opening. We also have an opening on the Tourism Community Enhancement District. And we'll be taking applications until June 15th for the Tourism Community Enhancement District. And we're looking to make a board appointment. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 449941 through 450021, warrant 7000, and one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes and executive session minutes for May 21st and, May 21st. Yeah, it's on the last page, I think.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 21st, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for May 21st, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Opioid lawsuit discussion. I have a letter dated May 2nd, 2018 from Mr. Garvey.
You want to give a little bit of background? We were approached by, was Mr. Garvey?
Yes.
About taking part in a lawsuit that they have against some of the manufacturers, I believe. Is that right?
Drug manufacturers, yeah.
And distributors.
And distributors. And so we, in order to discuss it, we put it on the agenda to be able to discuss it in open session and see if it's something that we would want to be a part of or not. Is that
Yes, and in this letter, he's basically saying that as discussed, our lawsuit against the manufacturers and distributors of opioids will not include suing doctors or hospitals in Taney County or any other county or city we are representing in this matter.
It's strictly the manufacturers that originally manufactured it, and in our meetings and so forth, they've these manufacturers have presented them to the doctors, and the hospitals tell them that it was a non-addictive drug and supposed to be better than, not as addictive as, I think the drug they used to get, morphine, is that right, morphine? That used to, and it's turned out reverse that, and so it's, there's an epidemic all over the United States, and I can, all the meetings that we're at from here to, you can, and so there are different ones that are suing the manufacturers. There's three major manufacturers that, can I add the county, or do you want to, the counties that have joined in so far that's on there?
Yeah, according to the letter, the counties of Jefferson, Cape Girardeau, Iron, Washington, Crawford, Christian, Greenstone, Jasper, and the city of Joplin have all joined in this lawsuit.
That's with that law firm. There's other law firms, I'm sure, that
yes.
Other counties have. One of the concerns I think that was brought up was any cost associated.
Right.
What did we find out on that? Do you know?
Pardon?
What did we find out on that?
It's no cost at all to Taney County. Is that, was that your question?
Yeah.
Yeah, there would be no cost at all. It'd be like a class action. And like Commissioner Williams said, there's other law firms that we were approached earlier in regard to it. And I was told, and Commissioner Williams, you were the mean, that the Attorney General, Josh Hockley,
mm-hmm.
has filed a lawsuit on behalf of the state of Missouri. The way I understood it would be that then costs, like our Sheriff's Department has a great deal of costs due to this epidemic that in the jails, and the cost that is that the county experiences due to the use of these drugs, then that would be in how it would be to help replace those costs.
So we that's on the lawsuit that the Attorney General's doing. And then same thing would happen with this lawsuit.
Pardon?
Same thing would happen with this lawsuit.
Yes.
As far as if anything was received, it'd be so.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is, do you guys have any concerns over becoming a party to the suit or no? I think the concerns that we had, our attorney looked over and.
Right. I think that we need to be a part of it, because even if there is the Attorney General, if he wins a suit, I think if we're not a part of it, then I would think that we would be a part of the, hopefully get some restitution. For the costs that the county's out of. I just want to make sure we're in it.
Did Mr. Garvey retire from the, do you remember where he retired from, the Supreme? I was trying to, I should have got refreshed on that. It's been too long.
I want to say he was a previous.
A judge.
Judge of some, yeah.
Remember representing
St. Louis.
I think right now he's representing. Didn't you represent the governor?
Oh, he, on part of that, he had to go to St. Louis. Yes, he did. But I think that's over.
Is there a. What can we, is there something to actually vote on as far as a?
We need to vote if we want to be a part of it. If we want to be a part of it, then it'll be sent to our attorney to draw up one email we got.
To actually have a...
He'll have to draw something up to allow this attorney to represent us.
He'll do a revision to the original contract that we were given authority to represent in resolution.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. That's not on that one. That's a different one. Forgive me. He needs to look at it, the attorney.
So we just need to, would a motion to allow Taney County to be a part of the opioid lawsuit represented by Mr. Garvey? Would that be the proper?
I think, is it Carey?
What's the actual law firm?
I've got Carey, Danis, and Lowe.
Because then we'd represent it locally by whoever they hired.
We've got Styron, wasn't it?
Yeah,
locally.
I think so. Or do we want to make a motion to do that, or do we want to make them? Do we just go ahead and let them present us with an actual contract and make a motion on the contract? How do you guys want to do it?
I think we need to make the motion if we want to be a part of, and then our attorney will draw up. Nikki needs to, before she sends it to the attorney, she needs a direction from us. I'll make the motion that we enter into the class action lawsuit with Carey, Danis, and Lowell, attorneys at law, against the manufacturers and distributors of opioids.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Personnel policy amendment, retiree medical insurance, number 18-071, CM. I have a letter dated May 24th from our attorney. He's reviewed section 17.1.1A from the employee benefits section of the county's personnel policy relating to retiree medical insurance. Approves it to form. I have a copy of the section 17-1. The retiree medical insurance. If you are eligible for retiree benefits but not yet eligible for Medicare, Taney County offers eligible retirees medical benefits at the retiree's cost. Medical insurance coverage for the retiring employee as well as qualified dependents covered under the plan on the retirement date will be offered coverage at the same cost offered to full-time employees plus a 2% convenience fee. Eligible retiree benefits are available beginning at the age of 55 and can last up through Medicare eligibility. To be eligible, retirees must be at least 55 years old and have at least 8 years of service with Taney County. When the covered retiree becomes eligible for Medicare, retiree coverage will no longer be available. Retiree covered dependents not yet eligible for Medicare will be offered the option of COBRA continuation coverage.
Is the amendment number labeled as 18-071?
It's 17.1A.
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 Move to amend the personnel policy for Taney County by adding 17.1. A.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.